Jeez, getting all pushy now. Come on here.
Oh, yes. Solo.
Hey everybody, welcome to Station. It's Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Oh, hi Miles, how's it going?
Pretty good, Bob, how are you?
Are you eating ice cream now as well?
Oh, it's really good.
Oh my gosh, you guys and your ice cream.
Got a mouthful of ice cream.
Yeah, oh jeez.
Oh jeez.
I'm on a diet, you know. I don't do that.
You're on a diet, oh, yeah. Often, but
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, while you're munching down on your ice cream,
yeah,
we've got some listener audio. Let's see if this works. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but
hey guys, Byron here. I'm doing a little impromptu last minute recording.
It's about 4 minutes, so
pretty much because one of my friends in the podcast community doesn't think I'm going to do this. So, yes, Miles Title. That's right, Static Radio. Miles kind of called me out on his last episode. He had some choice words to say. Miles, hey man, this is for you. Guess where I am heading right now? Well, I'm going to cut this off right here. I'm going to leave it a surprise. But when I get there, I'm going to start this up again. Okay?
You want to take a guess? Oh, you already know, don't you?
I know.
Naperville, Illinois. What do I see coming up there? It's called the Hollywood Palms Cinema.
Sounds like a place you'd go.
And a certain
Palms.
Celebrity.
You and Fred Willard.
Supposed to be making his appearance here today. This is what Miles called me out on. Well, I'll just tell you, little giveaway here is that the movie is the new Star Trek Into Darkness. And there's a certain host.
You got some music in the background.
Let me get my parking spot and we'll start this up again.
Feel like making love.
So we are here in the movie theater and I see the Shat himself right in front of me across this big line. I think we're going to try to wait in the line after the movie though, because we're not going to make our movie, but I only have one thing to say. Eat your heart out, Miles. I am here with the Shat and you are not. Anyway, I am doing some photos and some video to accompany this, and we'll catch up with you guys later.
This is the whole thing here.
Yeah. We are now waiting in the line to see the big man himself.
That was a giggle.
The Shat. He's coming up. We are in line to see Mr. William Shatner. Okay.
I hope you don't have to wait for the whole time he was online.
Okay.
Evidently, we're going to wait along with Byron.
You're bigger than him, you're taller. For the moment,
you just met him. They're recording live. I couldn't take photos as we just had our photo professionally taken. What do you think, guys? We just met William Shatner. What do you think, Maggie? That was pretty cool. See, Miles, you spurred me to do this. Okay. Well, we're going to wait for our photo to develop now. Byron out. Con. Well, Byron back. I'm outside in the parking lot where we just finished meeting the big man himself, the Shat, William Shatner. Somebody who Miles called me out on. He didn't think I would do this. Once again, Miles, eat your heart out. Con! I did it. With the help of my family. Maggie Mae, what do you think? What do you think about meeting Mr. Shatner in there?
It was awesome.
Yeah? I'd say so. How's that photo? How'd the photo turn out? What do you think about that?
It's pretty good.
You think so?
You know, I saw the photo, and they all look alike except for him.
As proof on Facebook shortly, as soon as possible. Byron Duddle Jr. and Zach Duddle, what do you think? They're speechless. We just saw Into Darkness. It was a great movie.
I did like
my official Gunkcast review. Please go see Star Trek Into Darkness. It was definitely worth a view in 3D. We got to meet William Shatner, and I'm going to have some multimedia posted online shortly later. Video and pictures and whatnot. So, okay, guys, this has been a short one for Gunkcast, and I'll be heading out here. Okay, Byron out.
There you go. That was Byron. Gave us some audio from his meeting of William Shatner with his family.
I thought his kids kind of looked like Shatner.
It could have been because they didn't look like him.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, they look very much like their mothers. So.
No, they're very lovely little children.
Oh, no, they're great looking children. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like, you know, your kids.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get their looks because they certainly didn't come out of your side there.
No, they did not. Thank God. No.
They lucked out, you know.
So Byron does it, really. I spent the whole show last week pretty much calling him a puss. You know, because I ask this guy to do stuff, and it's always like, I have to work. You know.
You were like the new Susan Powder. Or Billy Blanks.
Yeah.
You know, you're a motivator. Yeah. You're Tony Robbins.
Man, I didn't know what I'd have to do to get this guy to do that. I would have bet money he would have never done it. I really would have lost.
I don't know what nerve you hit, but it motivated him to go out and meet William Shatner.
Because he's met the Shat, and I've met
George and
Takai.
Takai, yes.
And Walter Koenig.
Koenig, yeah.
And Nichelle Nichols. And I guess now it's up to you to meet Nimoy.
He doesn't go out anymore.
So I'm calling you out,
I'm not going anywhere. You know, the funny thing is, I was I drove through Naperville on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I didn't go see the Shat. I was right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I had other business, but... I'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I drove through Naperville on Saturday afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah, I was in Naperville probably about 5 or 6 hours before Byron was there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually saw that theater, to be honest with you. I'm trying to remember now. But.
Wow.
Yeah, if it's on the main drag of with all the new stuff, then I did see it. But I don't know for sure.
Wow, there you go. See, you could have went there too.
I could have, yeah. Well, I had another venue that I had to attend, but
A mitzvah to go to.
I had a wedding to be at, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Nimoy, he doesn't go leave the house anymore. He just gets those fat ladies to show up naked, and he paints them, and that's all he does.
That's right. You show up, and he's going to think, wow.
Yes. A new model for me, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Wow, well, good going, Byron. Well, man, it was awesome. It was just...
I thought it was pretty... I see the picture was great. I'm like, you know.
I don't know what to say. I never expected the guy to do it. I just...
He showed you. Or it's vice versa. I don't know who showed who, to be honest with you.
Well, I have asked him to do some other stuff, and he's always like, oh, I can't.
Well, I think the big key thing here is he didn't go with you.
You think?
Yeah, I think that was it.
No, but I've asked him to do some solo stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I didn't
know. He's turned it down. He's like, I can't. I'm not allowed.
I thought it was just more of a you kind of a situation where he's like, I'm not going to go with him.
That's great.
That's the way I am. I'm not going anywhere with you unless I got the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Who knows what you're going to get me into.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a passenger.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing that, man. That was cool.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I'm very impressed. I mean, Shatner getting up there. you know?
And you were gonna, he was going to try to hold up the sign, you know?
I saw, yeah. If you go to Facebook, look up, or actually maybe on the Gunkcast
let him page hold as sign, well. Man.
Yeah, you can, and we have a link to Gunkcast on
He should have just done it, man. He should have just, you know.
Well, he had his wife, and, you know.
Yeah, but he's all dressed up. I mean, come on, what are you going to do? You
throw him to the ground, handcuff him?
Oh, come on, shit. The guy weighs like 98 pounds, for Christ's sake.
See? Those people get all, you know, wacky at those kind of things, so.
Yeah, well, not like he's going to throw feces at him. You know, he's just
well, I sign, you know, aside, but still. Could be endorsing something, you know. Don't and use Priceline or something. Who
like,
knows?
Well, I love Carrie Fisher or something.
Right, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Shatner's the gay one.
Yeah, wig, like wig alert.
Wig alert.
Rug.
The guy is like 80-some years old. This guy, of course, he's got a wig at this point.
That blows my mind. That guy's like my dad's age, man. He's like
I know, but he's very active person.
Like he hasn't missed a beat, man. He's like, yeah, cool, let's go.
I know, he does a web show called... oh gosh, what's it called? Anyway, it's a wine thing where he meets an actor or some pseudo famous person at a restaurant, and he has a wine in a brown bag.
Yeah,
and he picks the wine based on what he thinks the person will like and what they are like, and then he finds out if it matches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He's had, I think I watched the one with Scott Bakula. I think was on there. You know, he was a captain as well.
Right.
Of Enterprise show. Yeah, it's a funny little bit. You have to look it up on Shatner's YouTube page.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
I can't remember. It has a catchy name to it, and I've already forgotten what it was now.
Yeah.
It's like Wino or something. I don't know what it's called.
Oh.
No, so, yeah, Byron comes through.
Very cool, dude. Very cool, man.
I will be interviewing Jimmy Doohan in orbit. Myself.
We're gonna get a medium and
I'll take care of you. I'll do DeForest Kelly and Jimmy Doohan.
Yeah,
you can take care of Nimoy.
I think you got Nimoy written on you, man. Nimoy.
I don't think so.
You always go to weird stuff, so you will.
I always go to weird stuff. If he happens to be at any weird thing, I will meet him. Yes, I met I met Temple Grandin, you know, so
yeah,
could happen. You're right.
Yeah,
I had breakfast with Temple Grandin. So.
Well, there you go. She's a great. That was a great movie about Temple Grandin.
I met her before the movie hit. So
yeah, she's a genius.
She is a genius. If you've never talked to her, the woman is a veritable genius. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So it was an interesting breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And got to talk to her, and she's a very nice person. I'm trying to think of who else I've met.
Mel Carnahan.
I've met all the governors, and actually, I'm slated to meet the latest governor kind of next week. So
yeah,
but I meet them only in the very tangentialist. I'm just kind of there.
You met an astronaut. You met Buzz, didn't you?
I took a picture of Buzz Aldrin. I didn't actually go and meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah.
Bill. And Curious George.
Well, I met McGrath the Crime Dog, I guess, so that counts. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also met by Curious George.
I bet you met by Curious George.
That was a whole other situation.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story, man.
I'm trying to think. I met Steve Spangler, who no one will know unless you're a science teacher.
I don't know who that is.
He's Steve Spangler Science. He does projects for kids in science class.
Ooh, that's a stretch. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's a stretch. That's a real stretch. I met Osimo. He's a robot.
Well, once again, the stretch piece of the...
He's the Honda robot, you know.
The Bob Lament world.
Hey, I co-directed your Trek Fest, so kind of I met Chekhov and Sulu and Uhura, kind of.
Hello?
Hey, I'm still here. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. We had a dropout. Okay, no problem. Still working? Not working? Having problems?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, your technology that you were bragging about half an hour ago.
Well, we waited too long. We started yapping too soon.
Yeah.
You want me to call you back?
I don't know. It's fine, I guess.
All right. Tell me if it stops working again.
Yeah, we're working. You dropped out there for about 20 seconds there.
That's Skype for you.
Yeah.
So I was in Naperville this weekend, but I was not at the Shatner thing.
Naperville, Illinois.
Actually, I was in St. Charles, but I was around Naperville that part of the day there.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in St. Charles. Anybody you know in St. Charles? Anybody know?
I do, but I prefer not to talk about it. But go
yeah,
ahead.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, just keep going. Just keep going. Yeah.
So yeah, I was in St. Charles for a wedding of a relative of my wife.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful affair, and it was an event that everyone enjoyed, I will say.
Were you videotaping?
No, I did not. I did not have any function other than to attend, thank goodness.
Okay.
And I was there with my family, and it was a very, nice upscale event. My son kept calling it the hipster wedding because the young folks who are getting married are very hip, and they had a lot of hip friends who wore hats and funny, big, horn-rimmed glasses and things like that, so...
Okay. All right.
So it was very hipster. And one guy had mustard colored pants and a checkered shirt on. That was his hipster wardrobe for the wedding. So.
Okay.
So, but it was very nice. And now they're it's a young couple, and they're like probably in their mid 20s ish, kind of,
Yeah.
A good age to get married and enough time to get. To get going there, but not too much time. So,
St. Charles.
Yeah, I'd never been. I believe we drove by the mall that you took us to so many years ago.
Probably.
It's called the Fox River Valley Mall or something.
Yeah, that's exactly the name of it. Fox River Valley Mall. Yeah.
Was that it, really?
No, dumb. Oh. It's not Fox Valley Mall, you dumb shit.
Fox Valley Mall. Well, we were by the Fox River.
Your guy came down on Highway 59 or something. And...
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's grown because we're like driving. We're like, holy hell. Wait.
There's way too much traffic there. Yeah,
oh, like, my God. It was horrible.
It's not built for all that traffic.
No, it's not. And we left a different route. We cut through the country to get out of there.
I hated, when I lived there a long time, my wife wanted to go there, every weekend, and I, hated it.
I'm sure.
God, enough with the freaking mall. Jesus Christ.
So we drove past that. It wasn't called the Fox Valley Mall anymore. It was called something else, I think. So.
You should have stopped and saw my sister.
That never crossed my mind.
You sure?
I'm positive, yes.
You sure you never, a little bit hey, I got a pit stop to make?
No, I didn't think about it. We stayed at the Holiday Inn Express, which was definitely not built as a Holiday Inn Express because it was this... older maze of a building where you kind of went in and out of a bunch of other buildings.
Which was this in St. Charlie?
In St. Charles, yes.
St. Charlie, yeah.
Yeah, and I swear, getting down to the lobby was challenging for me, so.
Yeah.
And of course, I was the one that had to do it, run down to the lobby and, get an iron or something. I'm like, okay. And then,
go get ice.
Yeah, I get turned around and I ended up just walking outside and walking around the building because it was so confusing. So
just to cool off because you were just getting too hot.
I was getting too hot.
I've had it.
I was like, holy, what the hell kind of place is this? I'm like,
it's a madhouse.
And the key would not work. And I I travel, you know, pretty good amount, and so I know how to work these keys at the hotel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're pretty difficult to...
And they had the Alan Funt key system, because that fucker would not work on the first try, or the second try, or the third try, and you're just about ready to go. If it wasn't going to take me 45 minutes to get down to the lobby, I would be done with this key, you know?
Yeah.
But then it would finally open, and you're like, thank Christ, all my shit's in there, you know? So,
yeah.
I swear. Talk about punked. You know, candy camera.
Inside. I won't be able to get them out.
Yeah, all my stuff. I'm out here in my underpants.
My man was in there.
So that was annoying. And then all of the housekeepers did not speak English. I'm not complaining. I think that everyone needs a job. Don't get me wrong. It's not a thing. I was asking the lady, where is the ice machine?
The Danio as Helio.
Yeah, and I'm like, number one, I was twice her size in every way possible. I mean, this was like the tiniest person doing the maid cleaning. I'm like, how can you even lift the toilet seat, lady, because you're so short?
The plane.
It was like, I'm towering over her with this ice bucket asking, where's the ice machine? And she looks at me. And she, like, looks up at me like her head's almost totally flipped back, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, downstairs, you know. Like, what? There's no ice machine on this level? What the?
No.
And then I had to find the ice machine. I went in this maze of a building with all these little maids, tiny people. Even the men. It was like Oompa Loompas.
Short people got.
Yeah.
Easy.
If I would have yelled buck buck number one, everyone would have headed for the hills. That's what I'm
saying. Right?
The smallest cleaning staff ever.
Where will the fat guy get ice for you?
That's right. They could not, there's no way they could clean out the sink because their arm could not reach up and over into the sink, I swear.
Could you please tell me?
The cleanest toilet bowl. But sink,
I'm not on the ice.
You know, sink no way. You know, dust everywhere above like 3 feet is just terrible. So, but the wedding was very nice.
With all the hipsters.
They had a shuttle from the hotel to the wedding, which was fantastic.
Wow.
This was pretty, I mean, it was open bar, you know.
Wait, you had to leave your car at the church?
No, I left it at the hotel. We went out. The reception and everything was all in one place.
Oh, okay.
So they shuttled us out to the place where the ceremony and the reception was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, heck, I would have paid for that. You know?
This is the best wedding ever.
If I don't have to drive in this hellhole of, you know, Chicago suburbia.
Oh, yeah, you're in the a-hole of Chicago, man.
Yeah, it is just... You know, every other thing is a strip mall broken up by gas stations and apartments. So, yeah. And it's just miles of that, miles and miles and miles. So,
yeah.
So anyway, I thought, hey, this is fantastic. We get shuttled out, we get shuttled back, you know. So what, we're riding on the bus with, you know, we're riding on the little van, you know, the hotel vans with a bunch of hipsters. It's okay. They're all talking about their phones and everything. So
no Mexicans get on here, honey. Don't like them.
I have nothing. I you would think if you work at a hotel, for fuck's sake, you would learn the English word ice machine. You know what I'm saying?
Especially the short ones. I hate the short ones.
it's like they flew them in from like a mountaintop somewhere in South America.
Yeah.
I was looking for them to be wearing those old cowboy hats with a feather in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy. This is just getting more racist by the way.
Oh, you're the one making it racist. I'm just telling you what I.
Oh, yeah, right. I ain't dirty Mexicans.
If I would have said Machu Picchu, they would have pointed, you know, they probably would have bowed or something. I don't know.
They're pointing at my pants.
So, anyway, very nice wedding.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And it rained a little bit, but. That was actually during when we were inside, so no big deal.
Yeah.
But weddings are weird things anyway, because you have this mass of people who you don't know. Sure. I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's my immediate family or anything. Sure. So I know a good portion of the people from over the years, because I have been married to my wife for quite a long time now. But I didn't know, like, anybody from the groom's side. Not a one, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a shitload of groom side people. And so we're getting to go in the shuttle. And, you know, I'm like, we wanted to get back a certain time with the kids and everything. And so we were waiting for the shuttle. Shuttle pulls up and we get in. And so we're waiting for the stragglers, you know. And it turns out to be all of the groom's side.
Okay.
We're the only one from the bride's side in the shuttle this time. And we stayed kind of late, so there was a lot of people who had driven themselves and were already gone and everything.
Sure.
And so I will tell you, there's nothing funnier than a bunch of retired Southern women who have been to an open bar all night.
Oh, here we go.
And then get the shuttle.
Here we go.
So the groom... They live in Chicago now, but he wasn't from Chicago. He was from South Carolina, so he had a lot of kin coming from South Carolina. And these ladies got on the shuttle.
Oh boy!
And one was drunker than the next.
Oh, here we go.
And it was the most hilarious 10-minute shuttle ride I think I've ever been on in my life.
Who wants to see my boobies?
I don't.
It was. They, you know, they're from, well, Charleston's a big town over. I've never been to, actually, I have been to Charleston, I think. That's North Carolina, isn't it? Where's South Carolina? What's the big town in South Carolina? Anyway.
Ralston.
I don't know. Anyway, so they were talking about me in Chicago.
Yeah.
This lady is so drunk. She falls into the van.
I'm going to kiss that woman over there with the glasses.
Yeah, and then she about falls out of the van trying to get in. You know what I mean? She falls up the stairs, falls back down the stairs. The driver caught her and, you know, kind of stuffs her up in the van there. And she's got her two partners there. And they just were going on and on. And they were talking about, you know, earlier in the day, we went to a Goodwill. That was the finest Goodwill I've ever been to.
Goodwill. Oh, okay.
I'm like, a Goodwill? You come to Chicago and you go to the Goodwill? Really?
Well, yeah.
And she's like, and she proceeded to tell us where all the Goodwills were, like, within the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But that's the nicest Goodwill I've ever been to. And then they proceed to go into stories about, you know, affairs, and
one of us is wearing panties.
Yeah.
Really?
And my children are there, and it's really quite. And I said, and they said, when you turn 62, you could get Medicaid. And I said, hell yes, give me that Medicaid.
Did anyone bring some ping pong balls? I want to show you.
Got a trick for you.
Well, as a matter of fact,
so it was a very enlightened trip home, and I had a lot of explaining to do by the time we arrived at the hotel room. So,
Daddy.
Yeah, what does that mean, Dad?
What was that lady doing, thrusting her tongue inside of her cheek like that when she was telling that story about the guy?
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Something there. What's she doing?
I don't know, but it was interesting. And then we saw him the next day at breakfast, which is even more interesting. So,
hey, cutie.
Yeah. It was a good wedding, I'll tell you that.
I guess. Wow.
Yeah, it was something.
Just bring a shuttle and Bob's in, man. Bob is in.
If somebody else is driving, as long as it's not you, it's somebody reputable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So no, it was a nice time, and it was a great wedding, and I'm, you know, everybody partook of the bar, that's for certain. So,
and you?
I did not drink. No, I'm not much of a drinker these days. So
you did not drink.
I did not. My wife actually had some wine, but I drank soda, basically.
Did you dance?
I did. Yeah, I danced.
What song?
Like a Wave on the Ocean. Romance, All We Were Liars. I danced to Sabotage
by the Beastie Boys. Yeah.
I danced to
Sabotage.
What is the Love Shack?
Love Shack.
Yeah, I danced to The Twist by Chubby Checker.
Electric Slide, did you do that?
Did not hear the Electric Slide. Did not hear Macarena? The Electric Slide. No Macarena. No.
Chicken Dance?
No Chicken Dance. I did a slow dance with my wife on some song. I don't even remember what the hell it was.
You look wonderful tonight.
But no, I danced for, I don't know, probably a good, you know, dozen songs or more.
Wow, that's a lot of dancing.
Well, I was spread out through the evening.
Yeah.
My knees are killing me. Trust me, I still haven't overcome my
sore knees.
So yeah, but no, they had a good. It was a good time there. So
good wedding. Good wedding.
Good wedding. Yes, they had my son, who did not want to go, became totally enamored with it after we got in and started getting all the free soda we wanted. Number one.
His dad's son, yeah.
And it's right. It's Coca-Cola product. Thank you very much. And they had a fire pit, and they had all the s'more stuff. So all the s'mores you could eat.
Oh boy.
So you know, Hershey bar and graham crackers and stuff. Roast your own marshmallow. We did that several times. So
I can see you doing that several times. Yes. Hum, hum. You mean this is free? Hum.
That's right. You're supposed to have five Hershey bars,
s'mores, and shuttles. This is the best wedding ever, honey.
Yeah, he's like, do all weddings have s'mores, Dad? And I said, no, they don't, son.
So they don't. Wow, it's the little things. It gets Bob excited.
You could have some Adirondack chairs. You could hang out by the fire, cook a s'more, hang back, you know.
If I could just fire the whole staff, it would have been perfect.
That's right. I'm like, what more do you want? Could have been the wedding cake for all I cared.
One more.
So anyway, sorry, I've gone on and on here. What's going on with you? Anything?
We have time, or are we along?
Oh, fuck it. Yeah, we'll just go ahead.
So, for the last, 2 weeks, my son is like, for my birthday, I want to go see a rock concert.
Oh, Christ. Here we go.
And as it got closer, he's like, none of my friends want to go.
Oh, really? Why not? Now, which one is this, the oldest or the youngest?
Bo Cephas turned 15 over the weekend.
So, he wanted to go to a rock concert, and for what reason?
There's a band he liked. There was a lot of bands, but there was one in particular he wanted to see.
You didn't see Rammstein, did you? Because Rammstein.
Although, as I was cleaning up his room tonight, I was looked at their album cover, and I was really deeply disturbed at the album cover.
Yeah, probably had a giant cock on it or something.
The one where they're dismembering the naked woman on the front. That one.
Oh, there you go. That's
so great. As it gets closer, it's decided that Dad is going to have to accompany him.
Oh, man, I don't. Oof.
And I so wanted to get out of it. Like, I kind of sort of enjoy this band, but I just didn't want to go.
Who did you go see? Leonard Skinner?
Rammstein.
Did you really see him?
No, we didn't. We went to go see something called Royal Bliss.
Oh, I was going to say, Rammstein, they don't come around in those parts.
And so I was very tired. I was very cranky. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to waste my money doing this. I'm like, I just don't want to.
Is it called Painful Piss? What was it?
Painful piss. Yeah, painful piss is what it. Blood farts. Blood farts. And, so, you know, I saw that they were coming on 10:30 at night. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, you know, I'm old now. I'm 45. I can't handle this. So, you know, it'd been raining on and off. This whole stupid weekend, it's rained, you know.
I know, it's raining a lot, yeah.
My wife, you know, the master's, you know, degree person, my phone says it's not going to rain ever. you sure? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. My son said, I really want to go. All right. So long story short, we get there, we go. And it's supposed to be this big outdoor, Woodstock kind of thing, you know. And
oh, man.
The place, it's lit up, but there's no one there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's been rained out. Thank God. Okay, there is a guy. He heard my prayers, and you know, I just paid a lot of money. And I meet some drunk people, and they're like, "Oh man, it's been moved inside. It's inside the barn, man."
Oh, that's even worse.
I'm like, "Oh fuck, this is."
Did you think Great White? Is that the first thing you thought of?
I just thought a lot of drunk people bumping into me, and you know,
ugly. Well, you would like that. You love to rub up against people.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So we get out of there, and you know. We're getting out of it. I'm like, we don't need our coats, son. It ain't going to rain. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to wear mine. I'm like, okay, I'll wear mine. And we get in and pay our money. And the second to last band is just finishing up. They were pretty good. It's pretty loud. You know, they break up. And then, like, okay, so our band is coming up next. And so my son keeps like, "Dad, let's get closer. Let's get closer." I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay. So we're probably about, you know, what would be like five rows of human bodies away from the stage, you know.
This is like Corey Feldman territory here.
Yeah. Oh no, I was a lot closer to Corey Feldman than I was to these guys.
Oh, okay.
And they take the stage, and it was pretty cool. And as I predicted, drunk people, of course, are, you know, running into me, and you know, and then. Thank God for busty short women, because my left elbow felt more titty that night than, I tell you what, holy cow. They're all like trying to get through with drinks. I'm like, excuse me. I was like, gee, my crap.
Nice.
Okay, I was taking exams with my elbow. I'm like, holy, you might have some lumps there, lady. You might want to get checked. I get more.
That lady's packing heat. There was a pistol in her bra.
Jiminy Christmas, I tell you what. You know, more double D fugly women wandering around than you ever saw in your life.
Well, I know why your son wanted to go.
Right. So we were standing by each other, but as the night went on, we kept getting like further and further and further apart.
Uh-oh.
I mean, next thing I know, we're like 20, 30 feet apart. I'm like, wow. Okay, well, hopefully there's no, you know, riot or white snake or white,
right, that's right,
white light, you know, fire situation. And
yeah,
about halfway through the show, someone decides let's put some glow sticks and blow up some balloons and like have people
bounce them around,
which is a bad idea with drunk people, right?
Yeah, you know, they hit people in the face and.
Right, so one starts coming towards me, and this drunk guy next to me goes to hit it and just about successfully ripped my glasses off my face.
You weren't wearing a hat? No hat?
Yeah, I had a hat on, but I mean, almost. Luckily, I had my old Elton John glasses on, these big-ass, you know, glasses I had, which are a piece of shit. But the guy literally almost ripped them off my face. I'm like,
geez. Nice.
You know?
I hear you. That's terrible. Yeah.
You know, so people are brought in. So the only place to go is right by the speakers. I say, fuck it. No one's by the speakers. It's by the edge of the stage, which I regret it now because my ears are still ringing. I still have some damage, I think, to this ear.
Oh, no.
And my son joined me. He finally, he's like, "Dad, I'm kind of afraid of these people." I'm like, "Yeah, no shit. I am too." Let's just stand over here.
Yeah,
and it gets over, and you're like, "Well, we're gonna, you know, sell some T-shirts and CDs and all this." And
right. Yeah.
So,
did he get a T-shirt and a CD?
Yeah, my son gets a.
Wow, you really chucked out the cash.
It was his birthday, but he wanted to get a shirt. It's one of their songs, and the shirt says, "I was drunk." That's the name of the song.
Okay, I was drunk.
So, I was drunk.
My mama.
Yeah, so that's the shirt my son picks out. I'm like,
all right, there you go.
I got to explain this to your mom tomorrow. Thanks, right?
And this one's not going to school.
Yeah, this is – the principal already hates me to begin with, and I mean, this is not going to be, you know.
That's because you curse at him and stuff.
Well, I did curse. That's in front of him, not at him. But anyway, we meet this lead singer, and I go, hey, it's my kid's birthday. What?
Oh, yeah, you played it up. Okay.
It's your birthday? How old are you, kid? And he's like, well, I'm going to be 15 tomorrow. 15? Well, wait, who's this guy? He goes, well, that's my dad. Well, holy shit, you got to be proud.
You or him? I don't know who's proud here.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he got guy's really cool about it. He's like, oh, yeah. You know, he got his picture with him, and he got to meet the band and stuff like that. But
holy shit, this kid's 15.
Oh, there was kids littler than that.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a little kid that was probably no more than about 4 or 5 years old being passed around like a joint. I'm like,
oh, my God.
What's this little kid? I mean, the show started at 10:30. I mean, this was not a, you know.
What kind of concert was this?
What?
What kind of concert was this?
This is a hard rock. This is hard rock. I mean, this is
okay. You
know,
Black Sabbath? Or?
Yeah, this is not Ann Murray or something. You know, loud, you know.
Captain and Tennille, a cruising tour.
You know, like Motorhead kind of. You know.
Oh, yeah, Motorhead.
And actually, they did play some. They did actually play Sabotage. That's funny you mentioned Sabotage.
Sabotage.
They played Sabotage. Actually, it was pretty good. But so, long story short, is we get ready to leave, and my son's like, uh-oh. I go, what? I look, there is a torrential monsoon downpour.
Good thing you wore your jackets.
I'm like that lion bitch. Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, I was so pissed. I'm like, are you shitting me? After my wife assured me, no, I love my wife. God bless her. But she assured me, oh, it's never going to rain. It's not going to rain. It's. Where did this come from then? I don't know. This magical rain.
Well, it's a spotty showers. Yes. It wasn't everywhere.
And it let up a little bit.
Watch out.
Wait. This is not for your wives now. This is not. This has nothing to do with.
Check out my Facebook.
This is not a debate, counter debate. This is not a debate tool.
Pulled up to the side of the road and it said dry conditions.
Okay, well, it was wrong.
Apparently.
I mean, I was worried getting home. I could not see the road at some point. So I was like, wow.
Well, that's normal, though. I mean, you got cataracts.
Seriously, it was raining that hard. I'm like, holy cow. Man.
You should have just pulled over then, you know?
Yeah.
Lit up, you know.
No, there was enough contact high with all the secondhand marijuana smoke in the crowd. Believe me, I did not need to light up and pull over.
My TCH levels were through the roof.
I want brownies. Man, I tell you what, it was a good concert, but you know, all these people are running into you. You get elbows and people's tugging on you. You don't know what's going on. You know.
Wow, I think that sounds like a place you'd want to be. Random tugging and rubbing, that's your kind of place.
And this guy kept putting this young girl up on his shoulders all the time. And
oh, really?
I was almost going to take a picture of it, but she almost looked too young, and I thought, I better not. I better not. How old she was, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But it was my view for like half the concert, and I was like, well, okay.
Well, like worst things could happen.
Worst things could happen, I guess. I don't know. I just imagined she was over 18, I guess. For the wank that's about to happen, we'll just say she's over 18. I don't know.
It could have been an opportunity. She was turning 15 as well.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. It was a good time. He had a good birthday, and he said it was the best birthday ever and all this.
Best birthday ever.
Being with a bunch of drunk people was his idea of fun. It was not my idea of fun, but I mean,
that's like home, you know. You guys and you're popping your pills. You're all woozy.
Yeah, that's a lot different, though. I mean, well,
it's a little more loud. Maybe less the excitement, you know.
Yeah, so I like to think the jackass had almost ruined my glasses.
Oh my goodness. Maybe he was trying to get your attention.
Oh, he got it, yeah, because I've been fun driving home with no glasses.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
So, happy birthday, little baby Bocephus.
Yeah, happy birthday. I hope it gets better next year, even.
Yeah, don't go see Kiss next year or something. Right?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. He'll see Kiss.
Yeah.
With Jeff Ray.